There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked. I am shocked.
Shocked and appalled?
Not appalled, just shocked. Really surprised.
Who knew
that the minority leader of the House of Representatives, former Speaker of the House of the United States of U.S. America, starts a speech the same way Royce Hickman does?
Howdy.
I was shocked.
That's amazing.
Howdy.
I hope Royce knows about this. That's right.
I'll tell you what.
Am I wrong?
If Royce and the Pelostra ever got into a scrum, that'd be some impeccable hair getting messed up there on both sides.
You're right. Yep. I mean, that's the first thing I thought because I was leaving the room and went, wait a minute.
Howdy.
That's exactly what Royce said.
Doesn't sound exactly the same way.
But it's the same word.
It is. It is.
Wouldn't you love to have been a fly on the wall when they said, okay, Mrs. Pelosi, Congresswoman Pelosi, I know you've worked very hard for that title. You want to start the speech with howdy.
Yeah, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then here's the thumb up thing. You do that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Don't just throw a limp thumb out there, you know.
Howdy.
Yeah, right.
I remember
it was a strong howdy, though. I gotta give her props, you know.
She probably rehearsed it backstage a few times.
Never forget, Lovin' Spoonful came to play here.
Okay. Was Nancy Pelosi in the Lovin' Spoonful?
No. They're G. Raleigh White Coliseum.
Maybe she was a groupie.
And so it was in between songs, and John Sebastian walks up to the microphone. He pulls out a sheet of paper. He says, okay, I'm supposed to say something about this and this and this and this. And then he put it back in his pocket.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah, so glad to be here. All right.
Howdy and gig me. Sure.
Gig it.
Gig them.
Guy Gim? What is Guy Gim?
What is Guy Gim?
That's right. I'm happy for this gig. What is this?
Yeah, anyway.
All right, so today's fashionable New York City tots going wild for a hot new trend. That's right. It's Baby Chino. That's right. The local hip coffee shops across Brooklyn.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Baby Chinos, like pants.
No. Am I saying that right? I guess that's right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's Baby Chino. Yeah, like cappuccino.
Right, yeah.
Baby Chino.
Crowds of hipster moms creating stroller traffic jams drag their pampered little snowflakes in to get tiny cups of decaffeinated cappuccinos suitable for little kids with adult palates. Uh-huh. Go ahead and just put a shot in there. Go ahead and put a little espresso in there.
Once again, unattended children will be given free espresso and a kitten.
Exactly. They just really like the taste of coffee, said one parent. And I'm an idiot. Anyway, our children love Baby Chinos, claims another. Baby Chinos come with lots of froth and milk and a little chocolate or honey.
Imagine that. Babies like milk and honey or milk and chocolate.
It's truly amazing.
I'm glad I was sitting down for that. But it's priced so high.
But you missed that. We'll revisit that story since you were gone last week. Setting these kiddos on a path of eventually ordering, of course, the 16-ounce caramel frappuccinos, which have three times as much caffeine as your can of diet soda.
Don't forget the calories.
Yeah, that's right. So, no, somebody got a gift card from Starbucks and went in, and we figured probably worked with the barista. Because that's who they are.
Is this local or what?
No. Oh. It was a national story. You apparently can spend $23.60 if you want to on one cup.
Really?
That's a Trenta cup, which would be the
Big O cup. That's like the 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah, it'd be the Big O cup. Yeah.
That's with whipped cream.
Yeah, and all
that
kind
of stuff.
That's what they did. They said that it only tasted so-so, but I mean, hey, it's putting you back $23. That's pretty good.
I think I told you the worst mistake I ever made was getting in the drive-thru line at a big green coffee company one time, and I was by myself coming back from a football game. But you never get in the drive-thru line behind a carload of teenage girls.
Oh.
Any place, I think.
Well, you know, because all of them got something complicated.
Sure.
And to the point that when I pulled up and they said, hi, welcome to service. Are you having a great day? What can I get for you? I said, I just want coffee. Black coffee.
And I'll be on my way.
Do you want room for cream in that black coffee? No. I want blackity black coffee.
Do we have regular black coffee? No?
Okay, yeah. So,
sorry.
In case you've run out of things to wonder about, Lehigh University, I think, has probably answered the last question that many people had.
They reached the end of the Internet, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Chase, you're probably too young to care about this.
Good. Yeah, because sadly, those nuggets are running out.
But apparently, a group of students
getting,
at Lehigh.
Those are getting fewer and farther between for me.
Sweeping them up from the corner.
Yeah.
Group of students at Lehigh University calculated that to build the Death Star from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I do admire their effort already.
Yeah. Would cost $8.1 quadrillion.
Oh, quadrillion?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, what's that to the empire? They pretty much can tax as they want to.
And strangely, they say that's 13,000 times the entire GDP of the world, but that's just our Earth. I mean, again, the empire, pretty far-reaching. They push the franchise to the boundaries, I would say.
Well, and keep in mind, that was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, good point.
So, are they adjusting for inflation?
Yeah, and what is it costing now? And again, maintenance and operation.
O&M budget.
It's got
when it
be.
Comes when it comes budget time, you would not want to be in Darth's office for those meetings.
No.
Does it run on regular gas? Do you know, or does it take?
Well, I don't think it runs on gas. I think it probably has
just
some other
right
has another to, kind of fuel.
It runs on the souls of small children.
Yeah, that's right. But again, who are we to even question if this is correct or not?
Uh huh.
I mean, okay. Don't you pretty much just have to take that on face value?
I think so.
That they're right.
Wait, now that's you could argue that's a slippery slope right there. You know, you start taking things at face value for what the government tells you. So.
Yeah, these are kids at Lehigh University.
They'll run the government one day, I'm sure.
Probably want to trust them more than I would the other people. Anyways, 7:20. We failed to mention Chase was gone for 2 weeks in case nobody noticed.
Yeah. And I don't blame you if you didn't. Yeah. I mean, hey.
But he's back, but you took a big trip.
I did. It was a once in a lifetime trip. I got to spend about 8 days in country in Israel.
Wow.
And it was an opportunity that was extended to me, and I appreciate the folks here at Bryan Broadcasting for allowing me to do that, because it was an unconventional amount of time off. I was gone for 2 weeks, and, you know, it took a couple of days to get there, a couple of days to get back, get readjusted, things like that. But I'll leave it at this. As far as the nation or the state of Israel goes, I was blown away.
Which, again, tell them how big it is.
It's about the size of New Jersey.
Right.
And what I was telling Scott and Tom is that from Jerusalem north, it reminded me of Appalachia. I mean, it, just in terms of green, lush. I mean, a lot of limestone and things like that. But it's very green. Everything south, it looks kind of like northern Arizona or southern Nevada. Despite what you hear in the news, I never once feared for my safety. I never once feared for my well-being. I told my wife as soon as we got back, I said, I would not hesitate to take both you and the children there. And spend any amount of time there. It's a beautiful country. If you're thinking about going, whether from a spiritual standpoint, an archaeological standpoint, or an historical standpoint, or any of the combination of the two or three, go. Don't, you know, go, get a guided tour, make sure you do your homework on that, but go. You will not regret it.
And it is a commercial venture for many, many Israelis, right?
They understand both Arabs and Israelis, okay, Muslim, Jew, whatever, however you want to label people. They understand where their bread is buttered. They know that to keep you safe, that to keep me safe, is in their best interest. Because if they kept me safe, I'm coming back and I'm giving a full endorsement right now, telling everyone listening right now, if you're considering going, don't let safety stand in your way. Because they go the extra mile to make sure that you are safe, and yet they don't do it in an oppressive way.
And the thing is, I mean, immediately, and any number of people I talked to who knew you had gone, we're all talking about, man, they're on the brink of war, it would seem. There's
never
a lot
knew
of saber rattling going
never
on.
Never knew it. Yeah. I have breaking news alerts that come up on my device, and had it not been for those, never would have known.
So why do we hear about everything that goes on in Israel?
The interesting fact that we learned while we were over there is that the state of Israel, as we'll remind you, is about the size of New Jersey, second only to the United States of America as far as the number of journalists stationed there full-time in the world. Second only to the U.S. as far as the number of journalists stationed there full-time. And you know as well as I, no matter what business you're in, If you're a branch office of a business, you have to justify your existence. So as soon as one person picks up a rock and throws it at someone else in Israel, that becomes international news.
Yeah, and again, we don't normally see any lush type real estate over there.
No, not at all. It was remarkable. The Sea of Galilee may be the most beautiful spot I've ever laid eyes on.
Oh, wow. Very good.
You sent a picture. It looked great and it looked like
yes.
that in the picture.
Tranquil does not begin to describe that yeah. particular area.
So the perception that we have quite often is given to us by the media may not be a full and true representation.
No. As I said, if safety is your greatest concern, if you've been entertaining the notion of going, and it takes probably a good year to plan a trip, but if you're entertaining the notion of going, don't let safety stand in your way. If that's the only thing that's creating an obstacle, push it out of the way, go. You won't regret it.
There you go. 7:24.